Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Cuno from CBS4. Today is National Towel Day. You go to the hot tub, you're wearing a towel. You drop the towel, you're completely nude when you get in the hot tub?
What's the alternative? Do people wear the towel in the hot tub?
Some people will go to the hot tub, they'll drop the towel, but they have a bathing suit on.
Everybody got some drawers or something.
Yeah, Bill Parcells was in the hot tub with you, showed up in the towel.
Mike, have you heard this story, Mike?
Dropped the towel. You know this? You know this where Crowder and Bill Parcells took a nude hot tub together?
No, we weren't both nude. There was one nude. No, we don't know.
We don't know.
I wasn't naked. I was there.
But we only have your word for it, so we don't know. We hope. We hope for sure. But it's possible you were both nude.
Crowder, do you oblige him and be like, look, Bill, I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, so I'll do what you're doing. Is that what happened?
No, I would make him feel uncomfortable because his little ferret poking out wasn't.
Well, you were already in the hot tub and you had your shorts on.
I had my grays on. They're
and so when
grays.
When he dropped the towel and he's completely naked, then you take your shorts off while you're in the hot tub and make him feel comfortable.
No, we're not making love. We're hot tub.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So, I've got my mental picture of it. I'm just curious. You go to the hot tub, Mike. Jim Barry is already in the hot tub. You've got the towel on. You take it off. Is there anything? You have shorts on or are you full Cuno?
No. Definitely shorts on. Also, if I ever ended up in the same hot tub as Jim, he'd probably be really pissed off that somehow we ended up in the same place on vacation. He probably just wants to get away from it.
I mean, there's not a hot tub at CBS4?
A warm-up room. Hot tub,
oh, yeah,
sauna.
Between our two cubicles, we've got a nice big, above-ground hot tub that we jump into after our Sunday night show and, have a cigar and glass of scotch and be like, yeah, you know what, those good days work, buddy. That's what we do here.
I laugh because all the national media is in town for the heat tonight, and this is when local guys get discovered for national jobs. Mm-hmm. Always. This always happens. And so Cuno, who has presented himself very well, I don't want to lose him as the fourth de facto member of the show. I'm sabotaging him because I know when you start to use the word nude around him, he gets a little shaky. And now, what's going to happen when the national CBS guy who's or ESPN is in town or TNT and someone's going, hey, you got to listen to this guy. He's on the sports radio stations, and he sounds, really good. This might be a guy. And now here you are, with the towel on at the hot tub, Cuno.
I'll make a promise to you. If I got a job in outer space, I'd still come on this show. I love you guys that
wow.
much.
Wow.
That I know my roots. I respect my roots. I'll always come home to you guys.
Would it be odd, though, if you were in the hot tub and one of us showed up? No, I'm not kidding you. One of us showed up. We have a relationship.
No problem being naked.
No. I understand. Yeah. But I'm saying you were not, if we take your word for it, you were not naked at that time. And Bill Parcells just foisted nudeness on you, which is not unheard of in a locker room and around, professional athletes. But would it be odd? Because you didn't have much of a relationship with Bill Parcells other than you work together and it's the same relationship we have with Cuno, right? So Cuno, you're on vacation, you're in the hot tub, Crowder, me or Solana, we show up and hey, you're here too. Wow, this is great. Drop the towel. We're completely nude. We get in the hot tub. Do you think that changes our relationship moving forward?
No. It wouldn't change it because instantly there would be, what the hell are you doing? And I know we would probably just laugh about it. And it would be.
Oh, you'd laugh if it was me.
It would be a story.
Oh, would we laugh?
It would be a story we get to tell. So I would probably laugh it off. I've had friends do some pretty dumb and funny stuff, just to get like a rise out of people. So that's the way I'd probably take it, if that were to happen, like in a real life scenario between
Madison,
the three or
Madison
four of us.
Madison Cawthorn excuse. The Madison Cawthorn excuse. did you call Parcells out when he got into the hot tub?
No.
Because no, Mike, you're saying
the damn president.
Right,
of
no. I get it.
Like, I'm not saying anything to him.
So, but you would call it out, Mike. You would call it out. Hey, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I didn't know it was that kind of party. You know, like you just.
but Mike,
you kind of make light of it.
Mike, I'll like the equivalent because Parcells, he gets in the hot tub and he drops the towel and it's just naked, big. His body's shaped like a chewed up piece of gum already, so it was unhappy visions. And he gets in the hot tub and starts talking about like stopping the run.
Like there's nothing like it was the same conversation you'd have if you have clothes on.
It was the same conversation. He gets in, he's like, "Hey man, you gotta watch those guards, Crowder, when you're in, you know, when they're in I formation." He just starts talking ball.
It's like Austin Powers where it's just moly, moly, moly. You're like, "Well, I was trying to cover the penis." What? What?
And he's walking towards me to talk about the power play, and I'm backing up, and then I hit the wall in
Man,
the back, and
I
he
need,
keeps walking towards
I need,
me.
I need more information. Hold on. I need more information here. Okay, so he approaches the hot tub, and then it's towel down immediately in the water, and then you don't really see anything after that, right? Cause you got the bubbles and everything going.
The
or
bubbles are going.
Was it like
rolling.
Towel like on a hook by the door, and he had to walk like 50 yards over to you, and so you see his coming to you. Like, what's the scenario? Because that I think that changes everything.
Mike, it's a weird thing because I always went in real early. Like I was going real early to get my workout knocked out, and really getting the sauna and the steam room to get the liquor out of my system and whatever else. So I would always go in real early, and I was usually in there by myself in the hot tub in the steam room, and then Parcells becomes – Tony Sperano comes in, and that's when Stephen Ross bought the team, and he becomes president of football operations. And so the next year, I'm – same thing I always do, going in early, going in the sauna, hot tub, cold tub, you know, contrast. And I'm in the hot tub one day by myself just chilling, and he walks in with the green towel on. I'm like, okay, green towel. And he drops it, and everybody has draws on. I'm talking about, I've been in the league now 4 years. Everybody has draws under this towel. He drops it, and I see his man and a little pile of snow.
The old tugboat.
And so then he, like, but it's not a rush. He's not, like, covering it up. He just walks down the stairs slowly, and he gets in the tub and starts talking about reading guards on run plays. And we're just me and him, 5:45 a.m. in the hot tub, and we're literally talking about like X and O strong football, and it was just the most awkward thing. But he gets closer and closer, and I'm backing up, and we circled the hot tub about five or six times because as he gets closer to me to talk about the draw, I'm walking back.
You're
I don't want
duck, duck, goose.
I don't want to talk about the draw this close. We can talk about the draw from over there. Let's not talk about.
Let me
the,
show
the
you
zone
the end
play.
Around. No, I'm not really on the field for the end around. I don't think.
I got the B gap, coach. I got the B gap.
I think what Parcells is doing. Remember, he's been around a lot of years. He probably knows when a player's coming in early to get that. To sweat out the alcohol. I think he was punishing you a little bit. You know, that was a little, I know he's struggling right now. We're going to make this a little worse for you.
You know what? I think Cuno might be onto something. Bill Parcells, good football mind. He goes, listen, everything we have tried with Crowder has not worked. Watch this. Watch this.
That's the closer. Bring in the lefty.
Bring in Mariano Rivera. Watch this. Dude's partying days are done.
I stopped going out.
Unbelievable. He became like, he became just straight edge. Like, I can't go through that again.
Nope, I don't want to see that.
All right. What a conversation. Mike Cuno from CBS4. We are very excited. You're the de facto fourth member of the show.
Yeah, you know what? I think these appearances guarantee that my next place of business will definitely probably be in space.
Probably so. Space or AM radio. Two endless frontiers.
We got a mic right here for him. We have two mics ready for
Happy
him.
National Towel Day, Mike.
Happy National Towel Day to all who celebrate.
Thank you very much. There you go. Mike Cugno.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.